All right, item number 83, Carla.
Authorized settlement between Portland Police Association and the City of Portland through its Portland Police Bureau regarding terminated employee Greg Lewis.
Colleagues, this is a very important item and one that's gotten a lot of attention over the last week or so. The basic question boils down to this. This is the question people are asking me. Why are we paying a settlement to get rid of a police officer that both the chief of police and the mayor already agree should be terminated for having made a highly inappropriate and, I believe, patently racist remark? Why are we paying somebody to leave when we agree that this officer should be terminated? This is a remark that was made in front of other police sergeants who immediately brought this issue to the attention of the chief's staff. They apparently also believed that the remark was highly inappropriate and unbecoming of a Portland police sergeant. So why don't we just terminate him, as we would like to do, and be done with it? The answer is this. We are required to follow an arbitration process. This is both as a result of a labor agreement that's in place with the Portland Police Association, and it's guided in part by state law. At the end of the day, if the Portland Police Association chooses to dispute the outcome of the termination, it goes before an arbitrator. So it isn't the mayor, and it is not the police chief who make the final determination as to whether or not this individual should continue to be employed by the City of Portland. It is up to an arbitrator. And history has shown that arbitrators do not always agree with the mayor and the police chief. In fact, there have been arbitrators who have agreed that the action was an egregious action, yet have still chosen to overturn the penalty suggested by both the mayor and the police chief. This is an egregious case, but the chance that this will go to an arbitrator and then be overturned, I believe, is too great. And therefore, I am of the opinion that we should take the settlement agreement. So why take the settlement agreement? Isn't this a waste of taxpayer dollars? What you're going to hear from legal counsel is that if this goes to arbitration, we're still going to pay the same amount or maybe even more during the arbitration process. But what we lose through that arbitration process is the ability to make certain once and for all that this individual is not returned to the Portland Police Bureau. Now I'll just speak for myself. I've heard other people say, well, Ted, aren't you holding the police bureau to an awfully high standard? The answer is yes, I am. I am holding the police bureau to an awfully high standard, but I want to remind people that other sergeants within the police bureau who brought this attention forward also expect the Portland Police Bureau to be held to a very high standard. And by and large, most people in the Portland Police Bureau would agree that this is egregious conduct. So what are we going to do going forward? The City of Portland has asked that a Senate bill be entered into legislation. It is Senate Bill 383, which provides for sworn members of a law enforcement agency that has adopted a discipline guide or matrix, which we have, if the arbitrator agrees that the alleged misconduct occurred and the disciplinary action imposed by the agency is consistent with the agency's discipline guide or matrix, then the arbitrator cannot change the agency's disciplinary action. This would be common sense legislation. It would respect the rights, the due process rights of police officers, But at the end of the day, since the mayor and the police chief are held accountable for what happens at the Portland Police Bureau and held accountable for the standards of conduct in the Portland Police Bureau, this common sense legislation would return the authority to the mayor and the chief of police to make those decisions. So until the laws change, we have this difficult decision before us. But I've laid it out. What we're paying for in this settlement is certainty. With that, I'll turn it over to Mark Amberg, who is here to take it up from there. Thank you for being here.
Thank you, Mayor.
It's on.
Here we go. Thank you, Mayor and Council. Mark Amberg with the City Attorney's Office. A couple of clarifications regarding the settlement agreement. I'm sorry?
I hope you're better as a lawyer than you are at technology.
Let us hope so, yes.
Good. That's,
you should see me doing work at home. So a couple of clarifications regarding the settlement agreement. First of all, under the settlement agreement, yes, there is a payment which approximates the amount of back pay that would be awarded, likely would be awarded if the city goes to arbitration and the arbitrator does not agree with the city and overturns the discipline decision, which, as the mayor outlined, we think there is a significant chance that an arbitrator would overturn the discipline decision, as egregious as the conduct was. One piece of certainty under the settlement agreement that I believe is very important is the police union and the sergeant who is involved. They would agree under the settlement agreement that he would never be eligible to return to work for the police bureau or the city of Portland. If this case goes to arbitration and an arbitrator overturns the decision, there are no guarantees of that at all. In an arbitration proceeding, a labor arbitrator has extremely broad rights to fashion a remedy, a make-whole remedy for the individual employee who is involved. That could be include reinstatement, and it certainly would not preclude the individual from being eligible to return to work for the Bureau or the City. This settlement agreement would make certain that that doesn't occur. In terms of the labor arbitration process, the labor arbitrator under labor law would apply the principles of just cause in analyzing this case. And we have a sergeant who made this, I think everybody agrees, egregious remark. We have a sergeant who has a 25-plus year record with the Bureau of no significant discipline other than perhaps a couple of issues involving preventable accidents. So basically, on the record, an unblemished career. And a labor arbitrator in evaluating this case certainly will, under the principles of just cause, will certainly evaluate the egregiousness of the conduct, whether the conduct occurred at all, which that's a given here, the egregiousness of the conduct, but will also take into account the officer's record and what the arbitrator would believe would be an appropriate level of discipline given the egregiousness of the conduct, the officer's record, and the comparison of how this type of conduct has been dealt with by other similarly situated employees in the police bureau. And taking all those factors into account, our evaluation is that there is a very significant risk that the city would not be successful in arbitration. We would not be able to uphold the termination, and we would lose all control over whether this officer comes back or doesn't come back, and how much money is paid, which in all likelihood would be at least somewhat more than the amount that was would be agreed to under this proposed settlement agreement. And if council has any other questions for me, I'd be happy to try to answer those.
Commissioner Hardesty.
Thank you, Mayor. So my first question is, what is the $100,000 cover?
Sure. The $100,000 that was calculated, it basically would be the back pay from the date the officer was terminated up until there's an agreed upon separation date under the settlement agreement of December 3rd, 2018. And the $100,000 basically would cover his wages for that time period. It would not include lost overtime opportunities, which are typically awarded by a labor arbitrator in these types of circumstances. Would not include the cost of going to arbitration, which including to pay for an arbitrator, and the time and effort expense going to the arbitration.
So is there a expectation of overtime if you're a Portland police officer?
For officers and sergeants, there is, generally speaking, they work quite a bit of overtime. And the way the labor arbitrators, the law is developed on that, labor arbitrators, they will typically try to do an estimate of how much overtime that officer would have worked. And they, not to get too much into the weeds, but usually they'll look at the officer with the seniority right above that person, the officer with the seniority right below that person, figure out how much overtime they worked, and that's usually the measure that they'll apply to figure out how much this officer likely would have worked.
But in this particular case, this officer is a retired Portland police officer who was hired back under this We Need More Cops program, right?
Correct.
Came in back as a limited duration employee,
correct.
Right? And so why would there be an expectation that there would be overtime for this particular type of officer, right? Because again, it's like he's already retired, he's already getting his city retirement, and this is them coming back at full pay.
Correct.
And we were told when that was passed that they would not be eligible for overtime. So why would the arbitrator expect him to have gotten overtime?
And under the what was finally agreed to as part of the police association labor contract, they have, when an officer is brought back on the retire rehire program, they have full rights under the labor contract, which includes overtime opportunities.
And so I just want to put this on the record. So basically, we either give him $100,000 today, or we go to arbitration. And since we normally lose arbitration, the arbitration would allow him to get the $100,000.
Probably more than the $100,000. That's correct.
Thank you.
Any further questions? Public testimony on this item, Carla?
Yes, we have seven people signed up.
Very good.
The first three are Joe Walsh, Philip J. Wolf, and Donna Hayes.
Thank you. 2 minutes for the record, please.
Good afternoon. Some of you know I used to be a chief union steward for the IBEW, and I handled arbitrations and terminations in the federal sector. So it's very close to what you're being faced with now. There's a couple of things when I read this that I did not understand. Nobody is saying what the guy said. So it's got to be really bad. I don't know what he said. I read the supporting documentation, and it just says he said something derogatory, and it was kind of racist, and kind of this and kind of that, and we're going to give him $100,000 because we're terrified of arbitration. Well, let me put it to you this way. If you cannot take a case before an arbitrator, and a racist made a comment in front of his peers at an official function, which is roll call, is official, and the mayor and the chief of police fired them, and you can't sustain that, you got a problem with your people that are representing you. Because I could take that case and win it. I know that. I could take that case. I cannot imagine any arbitrator standing there looking me in the eye and listening to me say to him, that man is a racist, and he's a cop, and he carries a gun. God almighty, the chief of police fired him, and the mayor fired him, and lose the case? How in God's name is that possible? Here's a question I asked your city attorney over there. I said, how often do you redo your arbitrators? She said, well, I don't know, you know, 7 years, 8 years, something like that. We used to do ours every 3 years. Completely wiped them out, got new arbitrators. And the arbitrators had to be people of reason. Don't do this. You vote for this, it'll come back and bite you in the ass.
Bite them in the ass now.
Thank you for your time. Hated when people said that to me.
Okay. Ready? I find it hard to understand the thought process of this city. You are building buildings that citizens can't afford, and you arrest them because the street is the only place they can afford. You are considered presenting a proposal to give Greg Lewis over $100,000 for a harsh statement about black men. I raised 4 black men, and I constantly worry that one of your sick cops killing one of them. You do nothing about such things as this. Every time one gets into a car or walk down a street or just sitting in their home could come and wipe them out. A cop could come and wipe them out. Don't you think my family has been through enough from your Lewis type? Don't you remember Moose? Don't you think him or others like him might have been influenced in the stupid hearse in shooting my grandson? Don't you think him or others like him influenced black people's death like Patrick Kimmins, or black men or women's death in the city you are responsible for? You said, Mayor, and I quote, I will not tolerate racism or threats of violence by any police officer. Any officer who is found to have engaged in such behavior will face severe discipline, including termination. So, in keeping your word, you pay him off. You are not a man of your word. Take this peace officer's license, but instead you let this racist retire. I'm ashamed of the city council. You and all your black citizens down. You let all your black citizens down. How you all say we still don't mean shit? This state has not changed since February 14, 1859. When it came into statehood with an exclusion law. I'm going to let it go because I got a little bit more, but I'm going to let it go. You get the understanding.
Thank you. Next individuals, please.
Next three are Robert West, Jeff Black, and Dan Handelman.
Go ahead.
Okay. My name is Robert West, and I'm totally offended that you guys would even consider paying this police officer. Everyone knows that there's racists in the Portland Police Bureau. Mark Krueger's one of them, which is known to be a Nazi. And I don't mean a skinhead Nazi. I mean an actual German World War II Nazi. He supports that kind of stuff. Okay, this officer should be fired. Should not be given a dime. And if he's brought back, he should be put on desk duty and removed from the streets until the time in which the city can figure out how to terminate him. We don't need racist cops. We got enough black kids dying on the streets right now. We got enough black people dying on the streets. We got cops pulling their guns on people that they shouldn't even be pulling their guns on. The difference between someone living and someone dying is a fraction of a second when a cop pulls his gun. Because if the cop feels an inkling of any kind of danger or imaginary danger, he'll shoot. And he doesn't care who he shoots. And then he'll go before you guys and he'll say, hey, I felt in danger. He'll go to the grand jury and say, hey, I felt in danger. You know, they get away with shootings that the public would not get away with. And that is absolutely sorry. And then you're going to put guns in a racist hands. A sergeant has access to every weapon the Portland police have. Shotguns, rifles, pistols, and you're gonna arm this officer. That's sad.
Dan.
Hello again. I'm Dan Handelman with Portland Cop Watch. In 2 minutes is woefully inadequate, but I'll see what I can do. We noticed this case in the police review board report that came out a few months ago that talked about an incident that was so shocking that other officers turned. Sergeant Lewis in. A media report suggests that he made a comment at roll call shortly after Quantas Hayes' death about using force against a black man, which I'm very glad that Quantas' grandma's here today. At the time of Quantas Hayes' death, we noted that was the first time the Portland police shot and killed an African-American in Portland since Keaton Otis in 2010. And since then, three more African-Americans have been killed. Terrell Johnson, Patrick Kimmins, and Andre Glidden. So there is some concern that this offhand remark about whatever he said about let's go use force against black people has an echoing effect. And this is after all the sergeants had already gotten their implicit bias training, right? The line officers just got it last year, but the sergeants had it by the time that he made this remark. The fact that this was described as a joke is morally reprehensible. Now, I understand you're in a legal bind here because not only do I think you'll fail at arbitration, I don't think the law you're proposing at the state is going to fix this. Because the, unless I'm reading it wrong, the discipline guide says the most serious discipline you can get for racial bias comment is 120 hours off, which is what is in this arbitration or in the agreement that you're signing today, is 120 hours off. So what you need to do is change the discipline guide, not change the state law.
Absolutely. We need to do both.
And I should add that discipline guide was updated sometime last year, and the directive that guides the discipline guide was out for public review, but not the guide itself. So at that time, we could have made comments. Of course, I think this, I know exactly when the decision was made, but it might have happened before that. I have a lot more to say, but I guess I'll just leave it there for now.
Thank you, dear.
Hi. Nice to see you on the city council, Joanne. I'd like to connect the dots here. We had an officer in this day where we talk about the words transparency and accountability. He stated a racist comment in a morning briefing with fellow sergeants, and with the Portland accountability, we citizens apparently are not privileged enough to know exactly what Officer Greg Lewis said. As Bob noted, as Dan noted, there's context here that is missing for the people, and you're asking us to support you, and we really don't know what this guy said. Secondly, this was 3 days after the murder of Quanis Moose Hayes by Officer Andrew Hurst. So these things are connected. When the sergeants are racist, then they're passing on marching orders to the cops, and the cops know that they can talk the way the sergeants talk. They can act that way. They can persecute people of color in a different way. And Joanne, I watched you when you were campaigning, and you talked about the fact that that people of color get ticketed for spitting on the sidewalk when people that are not of color don't, right? We know there's an implicit bias here in the city and in the Portland police from everything from spitting to running with a handgun somewhere in the dark. So what we need to do is understand that the orders are passed from the top down. This is not acceptable. It's not acceptable that Mark Krueger's still on the force. It's not acceptable that you're asking us to give money to Sergeant Greg Lewis. If the city needs to take a hit because they can't manage their police and keep the racists out, then take the hit and fight the legal case. But don't give our money away while you are supporting the very racism that got Patrick Kimmons killed, that got Moose Hayes killed, and that got just this year Andre Gladden killed, and the Portland State Police killed Jason Washington. So it's going around. This is contagious. Let's stop it. Thank you.
The next last three, person who signed up is Edith Gillis.
And then, colleagues, after this, I'd like to make a motion, and I'd also like to bring legal counsel back.
Before you make the motion, may I make a comment, please?
Absolutely. Well, good afternoon, Edith.
Oh, go ahead. I like to come with really clear-cut answers and solutions, and I'm feeling heartbroken that I don't have that. I definitely think it's pretty easy in moral issues to keep it simple. That we cannot make crime and racism and hate pay. My heart also goes out to you when you think that you would have less control over someone if the arbitration allows you to pay more money, the whole process costs more, and then have no accountability for that person and others. I heard you say that it's a bad situation, but you don't know of a better one. I don't either. But I am absolutely convinced that there is an answer. I don't know what it is, but I know that God is not on the side of our tax dollars being used to pay and reward racism and hate for this settlement or for future punishments from an arbitration. And I know we need to change our discipline policy. I know we need to change our hiring and our training, our accountability, the numbers of cops. We need to change the arbitration, and we need to change the state law. But I wish I knew a better way.
Thank you. If that completes public testimony, colleagues, I'd like to move. Commissioner Fritz, I'm sorry, you bet.
Thank you, Mayor. I just want to acknowledge that I feel physically ill about supporting this settlement. And the most important thing is to get rid of this person off the police force and to make absolutely certain that he can never wear police officer's uniform, never carry a Portland police gun, never be out in our community. And this settlement is the only way that we can make sure that that happens. It's also going to be the most cost-effective way that happens, because if we were to lose at arbitration, which since this was the first time he's made a comment, even close, He's never had any discipline for making inappropriate comments before. So the arbitrator would say that this is, and looking at the discipline guide, as Dan Handelman pointed out, that this is inappropriate discipline. And then we not only pay back pay, we pay the penalties, we get this person back on the Portland Police Force. And that is absolutely unacceptable. And so that is why, reluctantly, I'm going to support this settlement. While recognizing we need to change the discipline guide, we need to change the state law, we need to give the mayor and the police chief the power to fire officers who do not behave with Portland's values.
I'd like to move an amendment to remove the emergency clause.
Second.
We have a motion. We have a second. Call the roll on the amendment.
Fritz?
Aye.
Fish?
Aye.
Hardesty?
Aye.
Udaly?
Aye.
Wheeler?
Aye. The amendment passes. Could I speak to, is Mr. Amberg still here? Very good. Thank you. So you heard the testimony. You understand, and I frankly, I empathize and understand the frustration of taxpayers who say, okay, Mayor, you made a pretty strong statement about racist behavior and racist remarks. You've set a high standard for the police bureau, which I have, and I've acknowledged that. And I believe, by the way, most men and women in the police bureau support having high standards for the police bureau. You've heard people say it is egregious that we would pay somebody who has made a remark that I have already acknowledged, I believe, to be deeply offensive and racist. And I will go so far as to say we wouldn't be having this conversation in the private sector. The individual would already be gone. There wouldn't be this lengthy process surrounding it, and we wouldn't even have this angst. I have chosen not to say on the record what this individual said because I believe it has been reported. If I am wrong, I will make sure that that remark is reported. I do not think it is appropriate to say it here today. I just personally don't. If somebody else wants to say it, that's fine. But it is egregious, and I think most people will acknowledge it is, and the other sergeants who overheard it also agreed is egregious. My goal here is to make sure that my wish and the police chief's wish is carried out, which is that this individual is not able to wear the uniform of a Portland police officer because I believe his actions disqualify him from that. He does not rise to the high standard that I hold as the mayor and the police commissioner for this city, or the high standard that Police Chief Outlaw holds for this city. It is my understanding that because of the arbitration process, as you described it, he will not, Officer Lewis will not be judged merely based on the moment, what he said in the moment, which is the way most employees in most companies are evaluated. If you screw up, they don't go back and review the entirety of your record. If you screwed up, they hold you accountable for the screw up when it happens. We don't do that. The arbitration process, as I understand it, would require a broader review.
Excuse me. Yes, Mayor. That's correct. And I think I want to make it clear. I don't think anybody disputes the egregiousness of the comment. That
right. So the question then really is, and I think what's really galling people, at least those who have testified, is the payout. And so here's the question, and maybe you already answered it. I feel like you did, but I'm going to ask it slightly differently, which isn't there an historical precedent whereby other people have been suggested, you know, disciplinary actions have been suggested by mayors and police chiefs that have then been overturned by the arbitrator? And did you not say you believe this is a highly likely scenario in this particular case, because they will look at not just the event itself, but they'll look at a broader context and the broader history? Is that what you said?
Yes, Mayor.
I want to acknowledge the frustration and the anger people are expressing in this room. I'm willing to take the heat. I believe it is so important to get rid of this individual that I am willing to take the heat and pay that settlement to get rid of him because he is not up to the standard that I have for the Portland Police Bureau, or frankly, the standards that I believe this community wishes to hold the Police Bureau to. So thank you for that. Any further questions?
Yes,
Commissioner Udaly.
Since we're not voting today, I would like to put comments on the record in recognition of community members who came here to give testimony today and to respond to some of the concerns that were raised. Like the mayor and Commissioner Fritz, I understand the public's frustration. I am very frustrated. I had planned to vote no on this item on principle. I had planned to vote no on this item on principle. Past councils have bargained away a lot of our power to oversee the Portland Police Bureau. I want us to get rid of mandatory arbitration altogether. I don't want to change the rules. I don't want it. We should be able to get rid of any city employee who engages in this kind of conduct and many others. But this is the frustrating and flawed system we have to work with today. And it's not just local. It's the DA, it's state law, and it goes all the way up to the Supreme Court. All we have power over right now is our jurisdiction. I want to thank the sergeants for coming forward and holding this officer accountable. I think it is so important for the public to see police officers breaking rank and calling out other officers on this kind of behavior. And frankly, we need to see more of it. If we're ever going to restore trust in the community with the public. And I don't know if that is even remotely possible. I want to thank the chief and the mayor for their swift and decisive decision. This is an imperfect solution made within a flawed system. And it highlights what many of us know. Our ability to affect meaningful change is limited when structures themselves are broken. We cannot continue to sign off on an arbitration process that circumvents our ability to hold officers accountable. And we're skirting around the issue because we can't talk about the specific cases, but we know that time and time again, officers have been fired or disciplined by the chief and the mayor, and through mandatory arbitration, it's overturned. The public blames us, and to a certain extent, that's reasonable, but again, our power has been bargained away, and we need to get it back. I look forward to working with my colleagues to revisit this and the Bureau's retire-rehire program and many other issues in the next union negotiations, which is our big opportunity to really affect some change, and I hope everyone in this room comes back for those conversations. For now, however, I think it's important to state the obvious. None of us are happy with this outcome. Not all of us may support it. Yet we know that the arbitration process will very, very likely leave us in a worse position, spending more tax dollars and open to this officer coming back. Police chiefs come and go, mayors come and go, commissioners come and go. There is no guarantee that a few years from now, and we're not talking about a 65-year-old retiree, we're talking about someone who still has lifespan in their career, right? This individual could come back to work for the Bureau or any other Portland City Bureau. And I don't want that to happen, and I don't think anyone here does. My support for the settlement is in support of my desire to terminate the relationship between this officer and the city quickly and permanently, as well as limit our expenses. And I don't feel good about it, and I don't expect anyone else to feel good about it either.
Well said. Commissioner Hardesty.
Thank you, Mayor. If you run into a drunk on the street who's white in a suit, let him go because he'll probably sue you. If he's Latino, call chairs. If he's black, shoot him. That is what the officer said. That is why other officers turned him in. I am happy that those officers turned him in and that there was a process. I appreciate the fact that the mayor has taken emergency clause off because I would not under any circumstances vote for this settlement. It is clear, as Commissioner Udaly said, that we have a broken system. This afternoon, I'm going to be reading a resolution for Black History. And if I cannot believe that this particular officer worked for 25 years for Portland Police Bureau and never uttered a racist thought before he was in this roll call. I just can't believe that. Anybody with common sense would not believe that. Therefore, it is absolutely critical that the next Portland Police Association contract talks include people like me, who've been around for a lot of contract talks, to make sure that the people of the city of Portland are well represented. If it was up to me, I say let's go to arbitration. Let's fight the good fight. Because even if we lose it, we send a very strong message that this is just not acceptable. And you don't get to sit in roll call and make racist comments and then get a payday on top of your city paid retirement. This is absolutely not acceptable. And this is not the first time we've seen this, but I certainly hope it's the last time.
Very good. This is a first reading of a non-emergency ordinance. It moves to second reading. Thank you, Mark.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.